Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. This is Sugandhi Iyer, your host, and we're looking forward to a nice and, well, a nice show, at least, at the very least. But then, you know, we can always hope for a fantastic show, right? It's always in the hope, H-O-P-E, hope. And even if you watch Bold and Beautiful, the Bold and the Beautiful. Well, I don't watch it, but I do go on their page from time to time. And I do look up some of the comments. I do look up some of the videos that they post so that they can get some comments. And you know what? This is a very long-running show, and congratulations to them. Congratulations. However, that's congrats to the show itself for keeping its position and for running for so long. However, the show itself, the story line, is, I would say, very well, it's something that's been repeated. That same pattern, Brooke and Ridge, Taylor, all of them going round and round in circles. But I do go catch up from time to time. And of course, nothing's really changed. They're all chasing their own tails, doing their own thing. But one of the latest posts, or a couple of posts, or three posts before, Hope for the Future was one of their lines, the design lines. And it reminded me of the emotional guidance scale and how Steffi tells Hope that, well, you no longer represent this line and what it's supposed to mean, which is a kind of, well, very pure image, and you no longer represent that. So obviously Steffi wants Hope out, and we don't know what's going to happen after that, because I don't really watch the show, but I do go and I keep abreast of things that are happening from time to time. Now, see, Hope for the Future, in Bold and Beautiful, the Bold and the Beautiful, it basically represents something positive, something that, oh, wow, there's something to look forward to. And when you tie it up with the emotional guidance scale, hope is where you start to turn things around. You start to turn things around, and then it starts to go down the path, positive path. So hope is actually not as positive as, say, positive expectations, pleasure, joy, love. All of these are extremely high vibration. And hope is kind of it's a step towards these really high vibrations. And if you think about it, when you have these lower vibrations, shame, guilt, apathy, fear, anger, etc., etc., and then you go towards hope, and that's a step towards the more positive feelings that a person is supposed to be having, hence joyful manifestation. Because when somebody's still at the very lower levels and they're going through this shame and guilt and hopelessness, which is the opposite of hope. And then you start climbing, you go towards anger / jealousy, whichever one comes first, and then you start going up towards hope. And then that is your step towards the positive feelings that you can always work on, positive expectations. So hope is something where you kind of see a little bit, it's like the silver lining. It's like the silver lining that you see sometimes around a cloud. So the cloud represents the grayness, the darkness. Not completely black, but somewhat grayish. But then still, the sun is covered. The light is covered with this dark cloud. And then The silver lining around the cloud, that is hope. Meaning that, oh, I see a ray of sunshine, or I see the possibility of a ray of sunshine. And then when one comes to that place, that's hope. I hope things can get better from here. I hope things do get better from here. I hope that it stays consistently better. So the hope is where somebody thinks, oh my God, I have a chance. However small, however tiny, but there is still a chance. So that's hope. And then we build on the hope. And then we go to its positive expectations, love, happiness, joy, pleasure, and the highest of all of the emotions. And you know something? When we see that real hope, that's when we can start to put the bricks on the foundation of the home that we're building and go towards the really, really high vibrations of ecstasy, pleasure, love, joy, celebration, woohoo. You know, that's when we go, woohoo. So you see, this is where the darkness, the grayness starts to dissipate. The silver lining starts to become bright sunshine. We see the sun really shining right now. And we're like, oh my God, this is so good. I feel so good. I have great expectations. I have great expectations for my future. I have great expectations of this particular situation. And when people start to have great expectations is when they actually are working properly with manifestation. And who knew that this is how a person can control his/her life? It is by getting to those positive feelings. And then, you know how they say, oh, I know something's going to happen. I know that something nice is going to happen. So being at the place of knowingness, and not just, oh, I hope that something nice is going to happen, that is still got a little bit of doubt, but that is the silver lining. But that I know that something good is going to happen. I know for sure. I know for sure something great is going to happen. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. See? So now, it is also very important, and I think people from Las Vegas would know this. I think people from Las Vegas would know this for sure, that when we have a show or when we do something towards entertainment, when we go out, and for those people who have visited Las Vegas, we from Las Vegas are amazing. What do I call ourselves? What do we say? We are amazing channels of the highest levels of joy and celebration. We have the ability to go to the top feelings, the topmost feelings of joy and celebration. Great energy. Okay, we're not showing off here. Or maybe I am. I'm not sure. But just saying, you know, you can always throw your lot in with us and say, look, I love Las Vegas too. And I love going there because, and this is without being influenced by any drug or alcohol, because, you know, they say that people on alcohol and drugs, they could feel as if they're feeling very enthusiastic. But then I'm not an expert on that field, But there could be other people who are experts on that, and they may say something to the extent that you are feel who you are without the help of the substances, the chemical substances. So if you really want, and if fictitious Jane or if fictitious John really wants to know who he is and how high he can feel, how high he can feel without the use of substances, well, then you have to be somebody who has that energy level, can go right to the peak. It's not something that's just moderate and, oh, I feel kind of happy today, or I mean, that's good too. We don't want to lose that. We want that. But if you ask a Las Vegas resident or somebody who is involved with the entertainment industry without the support of substances, then you would be able to see, oh, wow, I can go to the highest levels of enthusiasm and energy and joy and celebration and pleasure and all of these great things. And we're not saying, oh, go watch a sex show and then feel the pleasure, but the ability to feel pleasure, we are saying the ability to be an instrument, okay? An instrument that can register the highest levels of pleasure. Just because we represent that, or just because we are instruments that can nicely represent that. It's something like a good example would be if you have a sound system and it's got low wattage, or what is it? WATT, whatever the word is. Well, when you have a sound system that cannot produce the highest quality of sound, the highest levels, including the highest quality of sound. So, when we have a sound system that can produce that, or a mic that can register that, the highest quality and the highest sound, then we can say that, okay, this sound system can do that. It's an instrument, it's equipment that can have the highest levels of energy, sound. Everything, the whole thing, but with great quality. So, when we go to Las Vegas and we are able to register that amount of joy and pleasure and happiness and celebration, correct? We're saying, since the alcohol, whatever support that a few people might use, but without that, then we become extremely good instruments. Extremely good instruments of being able to register and experience the highest levels of joy and love and passion and pleasure. And we need to be that instrument, and we have to train ourselves, or we need to become that instrument. Because, people can register hope for sure. The hope is great. It's the first foot almost to feeling higher levels of pleasure and joy, enthusiasm, positive expectations. But when we are ourselves, like our nervous system should be able to register and feel the highest levels of vibration that exists in this universe. And the nervous system should be very well tuned. It should be capable of that, and like woohoo, and without the chemical support, then we can say, wow, I can use the emotional guidance scale to my advantage. And yes, my nervous system, it can experience really, really high levels of, I mean, the highest levels of joy, enthusiasm, celebration, however high it can go my nervous system can register it. Now, it's not that you're always spaced out and you're like, oh, flying around in space or something. No, you're grounded, you're practical. We know how to take care of our bills. We know how to get things done. That practicality, you know, is there. It's not that everybody is a flying space person, you know, like spaceship, space rocket, space astronaut. No, people are able to walk on the ground and be tethered to the ground and be able to take care of our daily things, you know, ordering groceries, paying bills, driving our car in a very stable manner, of course, correct? But then when we are able to experience, and I'm here, I'm raising my hand and I'm saying, you know, I can experience the highest levels of enthusiasm and energy and joy and celebration and woohoo moments. You know, my nervous system is able to register that. So it can go to the highest points of energy. And what happens is, wow, we are sending out some very powerful vibrations there. Some amazing vibrations. And you know what? We want to step into money manifestation, work and career. So hold on with me over here. We're taking a couple of minutes for some music, and I'm hoping you're going to be there when we come back. So don't go away. Hold on tight. Gandhi, I'm here for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Yes, Joyful Manifestation ties in with the Law of Attraction. It ties in with the Emotional Guidance Scale. Because it is our nervous system that is going to help us navigate the web of manifestation. Our nervous system will show us where we are, how we think of things. And when we go towards the highest joy, wow, the ability to register joy is something that we need to train our nervous system to do. Jumping. Have you ever been in the situation and you're jumping on the same spot because you're so happy? It can happen, you know. Sometimes when I listen to a song and it's really high powered, I can basically jump on the same spot, like up and down, basically jump on the same spot. Have you ever done that? It's fine. I mean, it's great to celebrate. And maybe there's not much room around us and we can't really go dancing around, but we can jump on the same spot. We can express our bodies or instruments. That contains this nervous system. It's a whole, our whole body. A whole body registers and shows us how we can celebrate. And jumping up and down when there's no room around us to dance, you know, we're going, woohoo, yay, wow, great. So that's what I meant when I say that if you've seen somebody go for Las Vegas shows and they're not on substances, they're not being backed by any outside influence, but it's the joy within them that's jumping up and down. And we become great instruments of that. And so how does it help with money? It helps with money because how we feel gets transmitted to the universe, and the universe says, okay, you know what? She feels successful. This person here, fictitious Jane, wow, she really feels successful. She feels great about herself. She feels that she's riding on a wave of money. And she's jumping up and down in that enthusiasm. If you've seen Troll, the troll where the pink one, the one with pink hair. She likes glitter. She likes being happy. She likes being positive. She's always looking at the positive side of things. And you know the gray one, her friend. What's his name? Poppy. Isn't she the pink one? The gray one, I don't remember what his name is. But he was shown gray initially because he was always the practical one, the one, you know, who had both his feet on the earth and was always looking at the negative side. Very helpful, don't get me wrong. He became helpful. And then I think he improved his color once he realized he could be happy too. So the gray one is the one that always told Poppy, her name is Poppy, right? That, you know, she's just making a lot of noise. She's being over enthusiastic about things, and the trolls are going to find them. And woe is me. You know, Poppy was the one who's jumping up and down. No, things are going to be fine. Things are going to work out, and she would keep looking at the positive side. And you know, that's not really a problem, looking at the positive side, because the positive side contains, yeah, it's Poppy, I just looked it up. And then the gray one is called Guy. Then there's King Peppy, Tiny Diamond. I'm just looking at the screen, and the gray one, this is what they say. The pink one is Poppy, the gray one is Guy Diamond. I'm not sure. This is what's written over here. And so Poppy was always happy. And she looked at things from a very positive viewpoint, and her body was slash is a perfect instrument to register joy. Yes, we need to be perfect instruments to be able to even register joy. I mean, if you see some people and they just don't seem to go beyond a certain level of feelings, sometimes it could just be that their nervous system is not able to register that level of enthusiasm and joy. Poppy is a perfect character that we can use as an example, the perfect instrument that always registers joy. Joy, joy, joy. It's almost like a setting is at joy. Positive feelings, positive expectations, pleasure, love, joy. Positive feelings, positive expectations, pleasure, love, joy, celebration. She actually taught the trolls how to celebrate. A really positive person can bring somebody out of the gloom, you know, the gloomy feeling that people have. So sometimes we see people who are not as enthusiastic and gung-ho and, ooh, let's go get it type. You know, we need to understand that, okay, maybe the nervous system itself is not registering. And then some people need the substances, the chemical substances, to be able to do that. And I don't know, maybe me being born a vegetarian helped. I don't know. They say that it clears your nervous system is able to be more free, they say. And of course, I'm not going against people who are not vegetarian. You're not going against them, for sure. There could be people, you know, exceptions from all sides. But when your nervous system is clear and it's able to experience amazing feelings, it's like, it's where people experience these champagne bubbles within them. And my God, it's like Poppy from Trolls. It's a great feeling. And when we take these great feelings and we put it towards things that we want to manifest, wow. Imagine feeling excited and enthusiastic about money. We can take that. We can clear our nervous system, make it more capable of being instruments that registers the highest levels of joy, and that's joyful manifestation. We don't want to say that if you cannot experience the highest levels of joy, that somebody is not joyfully manifesting. No, I mean, while we're working on the nervous system, and you know, to be able to experience those highest levels of joy, at least a person shouldn't go down below the level of hope. You know, hope, disappointment. You know, when you start going down, then it goes into disappointment and all of these feelings and woe is me. And I was watching Cloud 9. That's a kind of comedy serial. I was watching it on Netflix yesterday and day before, a little bit time to time. But there's this person, and this character, he feels positive. He says he is the bringer of positive news, that he cannot be counted on to bring negative news. He's the kind of person who always brings positive news. And so he's always looking at the positive side of things. And I'm not saying he's a perfect character. I'm just saying that in that particular serial, they got locked out or something like that. And so they were locked within the store. And he says, let's look at the bright side of this and we can have fun. The Poppy type. And everybody's like, look, come on. You need to stop being so positive. So, yes, you know, not everybody is able to register the highest feelings of joy. They sometimes prefer to hang around in the middle and lower levels of the emotional guidance scale. The nervous system is not able to register the highest levels of joy. And then people who can register it, like Poppy, her friend, the gray one, he's like, stop, stop already. But you know something, people who are born with these amazing nervous systems, where their body and mind is able to register really high levels of joy, it's a gift. It's a gift, and there is no need to be apologetic. Poppy doesn't have to apologize. Okay, she could use a bit of practicality from time to time, but the practical side does kick in sometimes, right? She had to make a plan finally to rescue her friends, her co. Oh yeah, saving. What are they called? The people who were who? These are. They were not supposed to be saved from the trolls, but from what I remember, they were supposed to be saved from these other creatures. These trolls were supposed to be saved from these other creatures that they thought they had to eat trolls in order to be happy. Yes, this is it. And so, Poppy is somebody who used her imagination, her joy, her enthusiasm to save the rest of the trolls. They were not supposed to be safe from the trolls. The trolls were supposed to be safe from these other creatures. And she believed in joy and joyful manifestation. She believed that joy can get you through anything. Basically, all you have to do is use joy and be positive about something, and we can make it happen. So now, the thing is, where money is concerned, it is very important to feel joyful about money. Money is my friend. I love money. Money makes me happy. Money is always coming towards me. And to be able to register the highest levels of joy where money is concerned. And so that's why we need to, the people who have very enthusiastic feelings about their work, their career. And it really helps when the job itself is fun. For example, talking to you, talking to all of you Friday night, hoping to bring some enthusiasm over the weekend for you. Well, it's a nice thing to do. It's fun. It's not that it's laborious and, another show again. How am I even going to do the show? No, it's that flowing and it's that enthusiasm that, oh my God, life can be so much fun. We can make so much money. Money's just waiting there to be made. And all the gods and goddesses are going to help me. The goddess of abundance is waiting. And she just wants me to make more money. She wants me to have whatever I want to have. It's that enthusiasm. And today, I suppose it's about knowing that we're perfect instruments to be able to register joy and feeling joy about different areas of life. For example, there is this one thing where we feel joyful in general happiness. My life is nice, I feel good, I'm happy. And that can even happen for poor people. People who don't have that much, but they could be happy. But when you start to measure each life area with this instrument of joy, this feeling, the emotional guidance scale, the emotional barometer, the one that takes temperature and tells you what. How hot it is, or how cold it is. When you take this to each life area, then our measurement for joy with regards to each life area would be different. So somebody could be joyful and happy, even if they don't have that much money. But then, once you're done with that, oh, I'm happy. No matter what. Remember, people say that, to save yourself, you need to be happy no matter what. Do not let outside circumstances affect you. But then, let's be truthful and let's apply this to each life area and see what our emotions say. How do we feel about a particular life area? Do we feel good about money? Do we feel great about money? Or are we hopeful about money? Or when people go down below hope, are they feeling okay, forget the word angry, but are they feeling despondent or even lower levels, despondency, hopelessness, lack of self-worth, all of these lower levels about money. So we take our amazingly sensitive emotional guidance scale and we apply it to each life area and we see, okay, this is how I feel about this. This is how I feel about that. This is how I feel about this. And so on and so forth. And from there, we work on each life area so that we feel this kind of joy, pleasure, happiness, ecstasy, celebration, passion, amazingness, positive expectations, all the good stuff about each life area. Then we have a control on each life area. It's as if the sun feels happy about the fact that, wow, I'm the sun. I rule this whole galaxy. All these planets are under me. But then if the sun says, okay, now I need to think of each planet, how do I feel about Mars? How do I feel about Earth? How do I feel about Jupiter, Venus, all of these planets? Take it individually. And then we see how we feel about each life area. And we need to feel joy, pleasure, happiness, positive expectations about each life area. And if a particular life area is a little down, we have to work on it. We have to manifest it. We have to bring it to the highest levels of feelings. We can't just be dragging. A planet that doesn't want to be in a galaxy. I'm like, oh, sorry. Okay, fine. The sun is looking at this planet. You really don't want to belong in my galaxy? Look at me. I've got an amazing personality. And so, yes, money area. We have to use our nervous system and we have to see what we feel about money. We need to get to that place where money and fictitious Jane have a great relationship. She feels absolutely enthusiastic. She feels poppy about it. Poppy. The trolls, Poppy. She would feel how Poppy would feel about money. Like, I love money. Or I don't know about Poppy's attachment to money, but basically that enthusiasm. I think money is great. I love money. I keep making money. I'm great at money. All of the great things, all of the positive feelings. And we want to get into love and sex, soulmate manifestation. We're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and we're hoping you're not going to be going away. And I'm coming back soon, so hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. I was looking up the trolls information, and Guy Diamond is a silver-skinned sparkly troll from the movie Trolls 2016. He's a member of the Snack Pack and is known for his auto-tuned voice and infectious energy. So who's the person who's gray then? I'm so behind on my trolls information. And, you know, Poppy had a friend, correct, who is gray, and he was always the practical one telling her not to make so much noise and not to celebrate and all of that. I'm still searching for him. So anyway, this gray troll, I'm just going to call him the gray troll. And, you know, he's the person who is Branch. Okay, here it is, Branch. His name is Branch. He's the grayish colored person. His name is Branch. And I've seen the movie Trolls, where they go and save all the other trolls, and he was the one who was always being practical, Branch. His name is Branch, not Guy Diamond. So, when we think about the characters of Trolls, and we say, okay, you know what? I like Branch's practicality, because he's always giving sound advice, and but he's a bit too gray. I like Poppy. She's very enthusiastic. So Poppy with a little bit of Branch. But it's up to each person, correct, to be who they are, to discover who he or she is. And where love is concerned, when we take our enthusiasm towards love, what are the statements that fictitious Jane could be making about her love life? For example, one of them could be, all handsome guys are interested in me. Guys like me. I'm pretty. I'm amazing. I just have this energy. I feel good about my life. I'm pretty much have my love life under control. And I'm really, really happy about it. So imagine Poppy. When she finally falls in love, and if she has a guy, what would she be thinking? Poppy would be enthusiastic even about that, I assume. So it's that enthusiasm that somebody brings to a particular situation rather than somebody who would be thinking maybe Branch in his previous avatar, or thinking, ugh, nobody's gonna love me. I'm not lovable. All girls who like me disappear. In fact, girls don't like me at all. So, do you see what I'm saying here? It's that mind, it's that voice that we have. What is the voice telling us? Are we listening to our voice? What is it saying about us? And is it trying to show us if fictitious Jane thinks that her voice is not actually helping her, makes her feel really, really bad about herself? And then, you know, people want to put down somebody who's always enthusiastic. Oh, you think life is so great. But see what's happening in the world. Well, don't see then, right? I mean, come on, the whole thing is reality, shifting reality. You know, all the various permutations and combinations that are coming up because of collective thoughts. But then these are our eyes, and nobody tells us where to look, what to watch, what to listen to. They belong to us. It's part of our method for registering how we feel about things. Our eyes. And that's what fictitious Jane needs to say. You know what? I'm taking away my power from everybody else who's creating this reality because, you know, this is how they think. But my eyes are mine. I can choose to see what I want to see. I can choose to turn on the show that I want to turn on. And nobody's going to tell me how I should feel about things. And see, this is where our real self-empowerment kicks in. People think that self-empowerment is about feeling Greed at the cost of everything else. For example, fictitious Jane could be ditched by fictitious John and feeling that I don't need men. I don't care for them. I'm going to basically kick boot every man out of my life because I don't need men. Because, you know, men are this and men are that. But that is her self-empowerment playing within her. But it's not guided by joy. It's guided more for survival. It's more that a woman could be thinking, I've been dependent on this man for too long. I need to stand on my own two feet. I need to take care of myself. Yes, it's very, very important that women are able to take care of themselves. It's really nice, you know, but it should come from the space of, I feel that there is so much that I can give. I feel great about myself. I have so much to share. I have so much to share. That is how somebody should feel. If somebody's a good dancer, if somebody's a good singer, if somebody's a good lawyer, if somebody is great at something, a good cook, that feeling of wanting to share because God gave me this gift. Gratefulness kicks in, right? Rather than the feeling that, oh, I need to be able to boot everybody out. I need to show everybody that they're lesser than I am and I need to prove myself. It's a very, very different vibration. One comes from that space of empowerment where one basically picks up a sword and says, I am the greatest. And then I have to now prove it, even if I have to bring up the warrior energy in me. The other one is where we want to share because we have these gifts, we have these talents. Poppy the troll was basically a very enthusiastic person who liked glitter. And she just, you know, for her sharing her enthusiasm was a very natural and normal thing. It comes from a very, very different space. Very different space. The energy that rules a person is completely different from when they're very talented and skilled and they want to share. They feel happy dancing, and maybe even if it's not from the place of sharing, they're dancing in their own space and then somebody comes upon them. Okay, when I say them and they, I mean that him, her, he, she. So when a person is dancing in his or her own space and somebody comes upon this person and says, oh my God, I need to share. I need to share this beauty. I need to share his or her talent. I need to bring it to the world. It is so amazing when that happens. It comes from a place of somebody's beauty being recognized. And so in love, when fictitious Jane feels that she has so much to share, then John feels that he has so much to share. He could be a great father. He could be a fantastic husband. He has all of this love to give and he wants to make someone happy. And you know, her family, his family, everybody, he just has so much to share. And there's no need to prove something, basically. This kind of empowerment comes from this feeling of, wow, I have so much to share. But it comes from a very beautiful feeling. It's a very nice feeling in the mind when we feel that, oh, I have so much to share. Dear universe, bring me my soulmate. I have so much to share with him, with her. It's such a nice feeling. You know, the emotional guidance scale within us, it's at very high levels of enthusiasm. It's at the place where we're peaking. I'm saying it in a very respectful manner. Our emotions, our enthusiasm, our joy when we're performing, when we're singing, when we're dancing. And I do like to yodel sometimes with the sound of music I sing. With, you know, she yodels and I like to yodel too. And I do go to very high levels of volume. I can basically sing without a mic in the roof. I can basically fill a whole auditorium without a mic. My voice can go to very, very high levels and can be very strong and very powerful. And I do like to yodel, and it's an amazing feeling. You know, for my songs, I took the quiet aside, but I can go to very high levels. And so I know that my voice is able to reach very, very high levels of sound and power and enthusiasm and energy. But then we're the ones who control this particular instrument that is our body. And so when we bring it to love, then we're saying that I can feel amazing feelings about this guy. Oh my God, he's so cute. He's so amazing. He's so nice. I just love him. Look at him. Look at him. So you see what I'm saying? It's that ability to register. It's that ability to register our feelings at the highest levels. It's the ability to dance at the best, you know, the highest speeds or the greatest speeds, but then we can bring it down, we can tone it down, we can bring it, and we're the ones in control of our instrument, our nervous system. And so today we want to say that, look, let's tune this nervous system of ours to be able to feel the highest levels of joy about one, ourselves in general, two, each life area that we are working on. So when we do that, and you see that you're hitting consistently high levels of enthusiasm about the person that you like, about the person that you love, you feel really good about this person. You feel great about this person, and you can be poppy about them, Bobby the Drool. You can be very enthusiastic about this person. And the thing is to keep this high level of enthusiasm, not up and down, up and down. No, we can modulate it, of course, but it should be in our control. In our control. Not external forces controlling us. And the law of attraction, you know, the highest levels of joy, pleasure, love, celebration, passion. Hope is the stepping stone. It is the first footstep that we take towards all of these greatest feelings that we have. And then we bring all these great feelings into each life area. And also understand that, okay, somebody doesn't feel so enthusiastic about it. Maybe his nervous system, his or her nervous system, doesn't even register that. And so, you know, then we can be a bit sympathetic about them or compassionate or something like that. Not that we need to keep feeling all of these negative feelings, but we can know that at least, you know, we're the ones, we listen to the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, and we feel great about things. We were able to go to these highest levels of emotions that go really, really positive. And then, you know, we're able to manifest everything from this high level of energy. We will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show. Until then, just check this instrument that is our body, that is our nervous system, and see how we're using this instrument. Are we really feeling good about ourselves? Are we really feeling great about each life area? And then, of course, we know what to manifest then. This is Sugandhi Iyer. We will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show. Until then, I want to wish you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. I'm signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.